I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Camilla Mingay. She's the director of the Blueberry Dance Festival. It's happening July 25th and 26th in Marquette. And here's all the details with Camilla Mingay.
So a Blueberry Dance Festival is just a great experience for all ages. You could be 4 years old, you could be 80 years old, and it's just a great time to learn dance for the very first time, or if you're an advanced dancer, improve your technique.
And we have talked to you over the years with this, but how many years now has this been going on?
So this will mark the 11th year.
Oh my. I remember you coming in with the first time and trying it. But I also have to say that if it's an 11th festival, then this has been actually really growing and continues on. It has had some great success, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The local students, what they love about it is during the school year, they're committed to one dance studio. And their friends at school might not attend that dance studio. So this is the opportunity where they all come together and they're able to dance with each other.
Tell me a little bit about what happens. It's more than just performances. There's an educational component, but you got some folks coming to town. What's on the docket?
So we have free classes offered by the local instructors. Then we offer master classes by our special guest artists. And that's really when you learn to grow. So we have Jessica Fiala of Ragamala Dance Company, and she'll be teaching modern and Bharatanatyam. And for those that don't know what Bharatanatyam is, it's classical South Indian.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit something different then.
Yep, it's a lot different. She travels all over the world. They've performed at the Kennedy Center, so it's a really, really big name in the world of dance.
Wow, and you got them coming to Marquette for this, which is, I think that's cool to just have that opportunity to learn from an expert like that.
Oh, definitely. And one thing that people don't realize is she actually grew up in Marquette during her teen years dancing.
Oh, okay.
So it's really nice to see what she's done with dance and how she's now able to do that as a profession.
Other folks are coming as well to teach.
Yep, we also have Acting in Motion with Shelly Manzaline, also a UP native, and her daughter Miranda Shagnasi. And they'll be teaching together contemporary improvisation and musical theater.
Now, this is an opportunity for dance students of many ages to show up and learn some things. But also, there's a show element to this as well, isn't there?
Yes. So when we wrap up the festival, we have a showcase, which is the professional dancers, as well as those that learn choreography from the professionals. And then we have a dance competition that immediately follows.
When is this happening and where?
So it starts July 25th. There's classes all day July 26th. The classes continue, and that evening at 7 o'clock p.m. is the dance showcase and competition.
Now, how do folks get signed up for this? Because I know you have this educational component, but there's also, I'm sure, some tickets for the shows. Where can they get more information?
Yep. So the entire festival is happening at Kauffman Auditorium. And then for all the information, registration forms, and tickets, you'll want to stop by Second Skin Shop, downtown Marquette.
And your address?
130 West Washington Street, and we're located inside the Masonic Building.
That's the comments of Camilla Mingay, director of the Blueberry Dance Festival, July 25th and 26th at Kauffman Auditorium in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.